Episode 1119, Stuck in Your Groundhog Day.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. You have made it. It is Friday. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And boy, has it been a week. Oh, it's been a whirlwind. And you know what? We're chatting about it today. Are you stuck in your Groundhog Day? Scratching your head? We're going to dive deep. Or maybe we're going to hide and go find our shadow. Well, stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you all know, it's been a whirlwind of a week. No excuses here except the facts are the facts. The truth is what it shows. And maybe you're falling into hardships and struggles. Maybe you found yourself stuck in your Groundhog Day, you know, where you keep repeating the day over and over and over again. Will it ever stop? And if so, when? Well, today is Groundhog Day, and we await to witness Punxsutawney Phil as to whether or not he will see his shadow. If he sees his shadow, woohoo, 6 more weeks of winter. Nobody's excited about that. Okay, well, maybe I would kind of like it if I was in beautiful mountains and gorgeous hilltops that had snow caps on it, but I'm so not there. I'm down in the south, so I am ready for the early spring. So if he doesn't see a shadow, bring on early spring. It's on the horizon. Well, you know, my husband loves the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. You're probably familiar with that movie. It's an old movie, probably dates me a little bit. And if you haven't watched it, well, go and rent it for the weekend. It'll be a great watch. I can't say I'm a big movie buff, but I've watched it many times or two with him, to say the least. And I got to tell you, I connected the movie and Groundhog Day with our recent move. Of course I would, because that's where my mind goes. Our two youngest boys have been having their own Groundhog Day. And not something they really enjoy either, repeating your first day of school over and over and over and over again. In fact, both my hubby and I were sharing with them how they are tending to focus all on the bad, replaying that in their head over and over and over and over again. It's a Groundhog Day. You know, that's what Bill Murray did. He kept getting up to the alarm clock and the same thing would happen over and over again. The bad stuff. He would fall in the puddle. He would say the wrong thing, trying to impress the woman that he loved. And there would be the snowstorm, you know, one thing after another. Well, we kind of do that with our life. You don't have to move to experience your Groundhog Day. Most of us do it automatically, repeating those negative thoughts, those negative actions and attitudes and events with little to no effort. Why do you get stuck in your own Groundhog Day? Well, it would be great to pinpoint the reason, but unfortunately, it's all about human nature. We are more attracted to the bad as we have fallen short. We are sinners by nature. We can't get it right. So to stay in the wrong actually brings comfort in a weird way. I know that's not something we really want to talk about or we want to admit, but when we're wrong, we are okay with it. Sometimes more okay with it and more settled than we are when something positive happens. Because if I was to ask you right now, back in high school, something that went wrong. I guarantee you in the count of three, you can tell me about 10 things that went wrong during your high school years. But if I asked you to name one great thing that happened, you may have to sit on it. And then you'll have to define, well, what do you mean by great? Are you talking that I didn't feel bad? Or was it to, you know, make me feel really good? Did I achieve an award? We'll try to put a definition to what we think is good or positive or the better. How can you ever have a better day if you are stuck in your Groundhog Day? I know my boys were facing that this week. And I was like, oh my gosh, will we ever get them out of the slump? Will they ever make it? Well, I don't know, because it was one day at a time. And I just kept telling them, You know, guys, it's one step. It's just the next step, one foot in front of the other. You can do this. And of course, they'd sit there and say, Mom, no, you don't understand. And you haven't been there. I'm like, I have been there too many times. Count how many moves I've had. And I have been in their shoes. No, I'm a female. They're a male. So we're not exactly the same. But the experiences are still there. I know what it's like to be the new kid on the block. I can remember having those Groundhog Day moments over and over and over again. Maybe you're stuck there today in your own Groundhog Day moment. But there's hope. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, hope in the making. It's hanging on to positive expectations. That's the hope in the making. It's not about all what you can do or what you create all the time. It's about saying, okay, I recognize this is where I'm at, and this is the good that came from the bad, the good that came from the ugly, the good stuff that God showed me in the midst of my hardship. Maybe you're sitting here and you're having a struggle in your marriage right now, and you're like, Christiane, I'm ready to hang it up. I've been fighting, and he's not fighting back with me. In fact, he's fighting at me. I'm tired. I want to give up. I'm here to tell you, don't give up, because God hasn't given up. You have to do what's right for you in the moment that you're at each single day. It's hope in the making, hanging on to positive expectations. My son, my youngest, he was really having a challenging time with this move. And the first 3 days of the week were, oh my gosh, it was like pulling teeth. Then all of a sudden yesterday, he comes home after riding the bus for the first time. We had to create a bus stop for him. It was so exciting because we don't have anybody else around our area that gets on the bus. So they created a bus stop. They pick him up right outside our house. It's fabulous. As a mom, you know, you like that. And you're like, okay, they're taking care of him. And so I was really encouraged. Well, he was so nervous. So I went out with him yesterday to meet the bus driver and to be sure that I was right there. And he even sent me a text because I had to take his older brother, which is our number four of the five, our little Einstein, I had to take him to high school. And they're on a different time schedule here in the South. The high school starts an hour earlier than the middle school, which starts an hour earlier than the elementary. So it's a staggered start, which makes sense when, you know, you look at everything. Anyway, long story short of it, he sends me a text as I'm driving back from the high school after dropping off his oldest brother. And he said, Mom, it's fine if you don't make it. And I thought, there he goes. He's playing the Groundhog Day moment in his head, the negative over and over again. I know Mom's not going to be here. It's just another bad thing. I'm just going to have to do it by myself. I'm going to be alone. And I could hear it in his text, so heavy. Well, of course, I was driving and I didn't respond. I was just around the corner, literally about a block and a half from our house when that text came in on my phone. I pulled up very swiftly and quickly into the driveway. I run into the house and I called out his name. I said, I'm here. And he goes, oh, and you could hear in his voice, just a little chipper. No, not chipper like a groundhog, but just, you know, chipper as my youngest boy would be. Excited to see his mom. And I said, I told you, bud, I'd be here. He's like, all right. And I said, are you nervous? He's like, yeah. I said, well, I'll walk down with you. Now, we have a U-shaped driveway. And I said, okay, let's plan this out. Where do you want to normally be picked up by the bus? I said, this is your first day. So we're going to set the precedence right now. If you go over here, you won't be able to see the bus as easily. But if you stay here, you can be on the porch. And so if it's, you know, inclement weather, not great, you know, not that the South ever has bad stuff. Oh, yes, they did close a couple weeks ago because of ice and some snow, you know, just little sprinkles. But that's what they do down here. And that's fine. I said, but if we have bad weather, you can be up here on the porch and wait right till the bus stops and you can head out there. And he goes, yeah, I like that part over there. I'll go over there. I said, okay, great. So we went over there and here comes the bus right on time. And he's the first one on the bus. And I meet the bus driver and she says, is this where I'll pick him up all the time? And I said, yes, ma'am. She goes, well, thank you, ma'am. You have a blessed day. And I said, you have a blessed one too. He went on the bus and I told him I loved him and that was it. He came home bouncing yesterday. Got off the bus. I told him, I said, let me know. Text me when you're close. He sent me a text. I'm close. I went out there and stood on the porch waiting for him. There comes the bus, and out I go to greet him. I wave to the bus driver and tell her thank you. And my son has a smile, just a little smirk of a smile, but there was hope for me, hanging on to positive expectations that maybe today was a better day. And I asked that question, how was today? He said, Mom, it was a great day. And he smiled even bigger. I got to tell you, I got all choked up about it. And a tear began to run down my left eye, and he was standing on my right side, so hopefully he didn't see. But it's been something that I've been concerned about. You always want to protect your children. And you don't want them to feel bad. Yet they grow up too, just like you and me, hanging on to positive expectations. That's hope in the making. That's what God wants us to do. Listen to the little whisper that says, maybe when the world is shouting at you, no. We hear that all the time, don't we? And it echoes so loudly. And it resonates with us, unfortunately. But you got to listen to that little whisper. That little whisper is God. He's telling you, hello, I'm here. Don't forget me. Hope in the making. Remember, nothing is impossible unless you choose to play in your Groundhog Day. You don't have to stay stuck there. You don't have to repeat the same thing over and over again. You can change your habits. You can change your mindset because you've got God on your side. Hope in the making. It's time to clean up your actions and thoughts. Don't let them just kind of be bamboozled with what you see on TV or in your Facebook feed or your Instagram stories. A lot of that stuff is positive, but the thing is how are you receiving it? That's the key. When you see somebody else's story, are you living their story because they're living their story and you want to support them where they are? Or are you putting on their shoes going, oh man, I wish I had what she had. Oh, I wish I was on vacation. Boy, I'm stuck up here and it's a negative 20 degrees and that's not even the wind chill factor. And she's down south sunning right now. What is it for you? Clean up your actions and thoughts. It's hope in the making. It's hanging on to what is true, not false. That's hope. Did you ever think that our negative thoughts are lies? Now, some of what we do, yes, we make mistakes. But the thing is if we learn from our mistakes, then they're not lies anymore because we've learned from them. They become a lesson. You see, just change the way you look at it. Lies to lessons. Maybe that's for another episode. It's hanging on to what is true, not false. That's hope in the making. Maybe you need some help with this. I know it's not easy. Yeah, grab that crazy movie Groundhog Day. Laugh a little. But then I want you to look at it with a little more serious thought. Comedy's great. But I want you to look at it and infuse it into your life as to, am I doing this? Am I just replaying all the negative? Because you see, Bill Murray changes it up. And at the end, everything changes. Finally, he has the opportunity to not make it the Groundhog Day repeat again. And the last day becomes the beginning of his first day. Then it's the next day and the next day. Hope in the making. Just like my little son, who was totally distraught, had a horrible first 3 days. And I thought, oh dear, first bus ride, what's going to happen? Will I be pulling this child off the pavement as he comes off the bus because he's had such a bad day? But to see him bouncing around less than 30 minutes from being at home, smiling again, feeling all chipper and just having a blast again. I saw the spark in his eye. Hope in the making. You can have that too. It's not just something that is written in a movie. It's not something that just my young boy has. No, you can have it. But maybe you need some help with it. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. There's no charge. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I want to help you. I want to serve you right where you are. I know coaching can be scary, but I promise you, what you hear right now, what you see, it's me. And the funniest thing of anything is when I get on the phone and I say hello, they're like, oh my gosh, you sound the same. I'm like, yeah, because it's me. So take a chance on you today. Click on that link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I am finally almost getting through a few crazy things. I'm finally catching up on my emails. So if you have contacted me, you should be expecting one here the end of this weekend, beginning of next week. So continue to have hope. I promise I will respond to you. I know it's hard. It's been a challenging and crazy and wild move for us, but finally I'm getting my feet on the ground. Nope, still living out of boxes and I'm not quite in the studio yet. Don't have my office set up, but you know what? You still take that one step at a time to lead to miles of greatness. You can do it too. Click on that link. I'm here for you. That'll begin our conversation. This is the Groundhog Day. I don't know if we'll have six more weeks of winter, if we're going to have an early spring, but what I do know is God has created you on purpose, for a purpose. You matter to Him, and you matter to me. So today, don't repeat the negative thoughts. Hope rests with God in your heart. Connect your mind and your heart to have hope in the making. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.